Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of August 6th through the 14th. Oh boy, is August ever hot. We talked about how hot it was going to get, and you're seeing that they're dropping booms on people, and all kinds of insanity is happening on the global level. If you guys are paying attention to it, then you know that we are just definitely in the thick of it at this point. And in our week ahead, we have two areas of life that are going to be very volatile, aggressive, and crazy. And we have one area that is going to really help us, you know, get through the other, probably. I'm definitely going to smooth things out in a certain area. So let's look at the scary stuff first and get it over with, right? Save the good stuff for last. Okay, so on Sunday and Monday, the 9th and 10th, Mercury squares Uranus. This is, mental electrical energy. It is a surprise or a shock or a sudden break, or it can be that we are pushing ourselves harder to achieve something by going a different route than normal or diving in without really thinking everything through and just being active. It is a challenging alignment, and we are focusing here on news that we hear or a talk that we have or decision that is made involving creative outlets, children, lovers, our love life, or something recreational. And this is really at the core of it, shaking up something about our value system or how we are feeling valued or not valued, or what is going on with a particular possession when it comes to the kids or the lover or the creative project or the recreational pursuit. It could be about shakeups around personal income in the story. It could be about purchases that are going a little screwy. And so, it does not have to, you wake up Sunday morning and you're just like, you're like high blender alert until Monday evening. But at some point in there between Sunday and on the buildup and Monday and the perfection, there is this moment. So just realize that, what Uranus is trying to shake up is any kind of stagnancy, anything that is not allowing you to, either find your soul group or find your purpose or cause, or that is about what is unique and original within you and how you're valued or what you value or your valuables, and, allow for whatever this is to help turn that. Second, and probably the most intense here, is that on Wednesday and Thursday, the 12th and 13th, Mars squares Pluto. This is by far considered the most dangerous alignment that we get. And so that's because Mars is aggressive under a square, can be angry or just very driven and ruthless. When in connection with Pluto, which rules the underworld and crime and death and destruction and rebirth and power and transformation, as well as finances and sexual scenarios. So, in this case, between Wednesday and Thursday, you want to avoid confrontational people. You do not want to be putting yourself in a situation where you could be, abused in any kind of way. And on the positive side, there may be some drive to push through something involving a personal goal of your own, or what's happening around your reputation or fame or status or career, or involving a boss or a parent or an authority figure of some sort. There could be something going on globally here with leadership, with institutions, corporations, countries at large. And so Wednesday, Thursday, okay, guys, keep it in your mind. Seriously intense couple days there. And I'm assuming since Mars just loves to come early that this will probably be Wednesday. Okay, so that's the challenging stuff. And you can harness it to really concentrate and focus and use this for momentum. As long as you stay out of the angry, aggressive side of it, then you're good. You're golden. Okay. So the big thing that I want to focus on in the week ahead is the positive, which is Venus moving into Cancer. So we have, you know, divine feminine moving into divine feminine here. This is really, you know, about love and, you know, beautiful things in the world, beauty itself, women, personal income, moving into this territory that is about what we can do at home, what we're doing in connection with family or roommates or history or real estate, moves possibly, renovations, roommates, I think I said. Yeah, so, you know, it's really rooted, grounded, and is emotionally based now. So, you know, you're going to feel like making money when you feel emotionally driven to go after this. And if you get this boost, this is going to be in play from the 7th, Friday the 7th, until September 6th. So we get a nice long month of this. Then you will strive for things where you feel the emotion. And the same thing with your love life. You're going to feel much more emotionally connected, and it's going to play out more within your home or your lover's home or in that family dynamic. And note these dates, okay, because over these next 4 weeks, we are going to have some key days that stand out. So if you right now are in a love relationship and you're trying to, you know, accomplish something with that love interest, or if there's an issue and you're trying to fix something, or if you're single and you're trying to find that love, or if you want to focus this all on making money and you want to really pursue that, or you want to beautify your space or face or dog, I don't know. Can you beautify a dog? Maybe. Yeah, I guess you can. Whatever it is you're focusing this on here, these dates will be the pivotal dates, okay? So, first of all, Friday the 7th, when Venus enters, sometime on the day that it enters, we get that burst of energy there, and we feel it, and we want to express it. So, that would be your first day. The next day is August 18th, okay? And on that day, Venus forms an opportunity alignment to Uranus. Yes, it does. And so this can be something exciting or unexpected or surprising, something innovative, something, you know, just coming at you in a way that opens a door. And again, involving, you know, the social stream, the being valued, the personal income flow or purchases or gifts. There may be something coming into view on the 18th that ties into the love, the income, the beauty, and the home or the family dynamic. The 25th of August is the next date. On this day, Venus and Jupiter will sit opposite each other, and this is a day where these are the two most benefic energies that we have, and it's bringing together this one-on-one with you and somebody else, and it helps you align a goal or strive for a goal or focus on career or authority figures in the mix and make it about Jupiter. So here we're looking at situations at a distance or travel, legal or educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious or political streams coming into view. The next date is the 27th. On the 27th, Venus will form a harmonic with Neptune. This is beautiful energy. This is, you know, this is really about the magic, the inspiration, the imagination. This is about dreamy romantic interludes or something wonderful in the area of film or music or painting or poetry or anything artistic. It can be an attunement into the spiritual realm through prayer or meditation. It can be something going on with institutions that is falling into a flow here, or something through the research or development or investigations, digging through that information and working on something behind the scenes. So really, you know, nice flow by the 27th. Then on the 30th, Venus sits opposite Pluto. Again, one-on-one here with somebody over your Venus love, income, beauty themes, at home, with family, with renovations, with your emotional needs and your nurturing and all of the themes we talked about. And now with this other person, we're looking at financial or intimate slash sexual goals. Or what's going on that you are trying to smooth out involving third-party situations, or if there are issues with power or control, then we are working on smoothing that out on the 30th. The next date is September 2nd. On this day, Venus sits opposite Saturn. And at this point, guys, whatever you've been working through with your Venus, which I'm going to get into way more detail for each sign when we get to the signs here, but whatever it is, by September 2nd, this one-on-one with Saturn, there's something very finite here, and we're turning a corner. And so at this point, there is a definitive no, or there is a definitive long-term commitment, or tackling the responsibilities, or really honing in on the ambition or the structures that support here, and something, you know, coming through, getting cemented in a way, or exiting. So we're getting super serious by the second with this. And then the final aspect is Venus squaring Mars on the 4th. That's very personal. That brings it back to us and really says, okay, at this point, Mars is firing us up individually. When Mars and Venus get together in a frictional pattern, this is a lot of love and sex, or it's a lot of fights over the love situation, or it is something very motivating or challenging us to push harder when it comes to the income needs or what we're doing about beauty scenarios. So we get very personally driven and diving into the situation by September 4th. And then, as I noted, Venus exits this territory on the 6th of September. So that is how our story is going to kind of play out in little sound bites, you know, so you can kind of figure out when you want to plan your meetings and, you know, your popovers and everything else in between based on that. The really cool thing about this, guys, is that as some of this more volatile stuff is about to really amp up, and guys, it's only going to get hotter right up through the end of this month and into the first week of September. So we're really, really going to see it in this next week. Stay in Venus. Stay in that beauty and that love and that, you know, value that you have at the core root of your chart, which means, you know, at your center. And, you know, share love as much as you can rather than, you know, I know everybody's frustrated and challenged, but rather than spend most of that online ranting, which you're going to feel like doing, okay, try to remember to equally throw some love out there, because we are going to need it, and there's going to be a lot here that we can kind of reach in for. Obviously, listing those dates, Venus really starts to get active, not in this week ahead, but in the following weeks. She gets way more active, but she's still there at the crux of things, and we can still work with her energy. So let us look at the signs. For Aries, this Mercury squaring Uranus on Sunday and Monday, the 9th and 10th, you may have news coming in about a love interest or the kids, a creative project or recreational pursuit that then, you know, kind of shakes you up in some way about your, you know, how valued you are or were, or what's going on with your your income or purchases, products or possessions. Or there may be something spur of the moment. You know, maybe you get a call and you just need to jump in because there's an offer to make money on something creatively or recreationally or for kids, you know. So you really want to kind of be in the moment on these 2 days and know that it will either push you a bit harder or it will challenge you. On Wednesday and Thursday, I do believe our Aries really need to go easy on themselves because Mars will square Pluto. Mars rules Aries and is in Aries' sign and is, you know, in there, you know, with Chiron also in that sign. So Aries, you know, you definitely are going to feel like, wow, you're shot out of a cannon those 2 days. You're either challenging yourself to do more based on what is happening with a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a director, a teacher, or other authority figure in your life, or what is going on with your career or a personal goal. This is, you know, Mars, so there's a lot of anger and aggression, or there's a lot of passion and lust, or there's a lot of drive and motivation here. And with Pluto, Aries, you know, you just have to kind of realize this is heavy-duty stuff, right? So it's either financial or sexual or about a birth or death or a divorce or a triangle that's playing out. There can be, you know, obsessive energy in this. So really intense Wednesday and or Thursday. Could be both days, could be one or the other. My bet is Wednesday. But there you go. Now, Aries, you're entering 4 great weeks. As you could see by the rundown I just gave, almost all of this energy flow with Venus is, I mean, you could say all. I mean, we don't know really which way that last little bit's going to go, but it could go either way, right? But Venus is definitely working for you at home, you know, so Aries, a great 4 weeks to really think about things you want to put in your home that make it beautiful, anything you want to do to make money from home, anything you want to do about your love life and your home, make some space for love there. It also can involve real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, history, ancestry for Aries. So, you know, think about those areas. Definitely know this begins Friday the 7th. And you guys are full on into this as some kind of really lovely time. You want to look for pleasure. You want to look for enjoyment. You want to look for smoothing out issues and finding something with love or money or beauty in those areas. For Taurus, the Mercury square Uranus on Sunday and Monday is bringing some kind of news or information or decision about home or a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, the parent, or the roommate. And this is going to send you personally or physically into some kind of, you know, sudden response. It shakes you up, Taurus, either, you know, it may impact your identity. Maybe it's something with your parent. Maybe it has something to do with your name on something because it's about your home. Maybe it's about you physically diving in and doing something here because, you know, you're moving or renovating or doing something with a roommate, right? So it's very kind of last minute, and it is either challenging you or you're pushing yourself harder. You definitely are going to feel like, you know, it shakes up whatever's going on for you or about you in some way. So that's Sunday, Monday. Then between Wednesday and Thursday, Mars squares Pluto. This can be a dangerous alignment, so everybody is fair warned to take extra precautions in situations that they're out and about in on Wednesday and Thursday. For Taurus, Mars is firing up the area of unforeseen and hidden scenarios, so definitely be careful around every corner, right? It's just 2 days, guys. You want to be careful or see that there's going to be more action playing out, you know, when it comes to addictions or bad habits, secrets or deceptions, investigations or research, institutions, or something going on artistically, romantically, or spiritually for the Tauruses. And the challenge here comes through something very big going on with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, travel, foreign or distant scenarios, legal or educational interests, weddings or other ceremonies, or religion or politics. So, you know, we're looking at triangles, we're looking at power or sex or finances in that story, something very intense here. So, Taurus, you're either very driven and motivated, or you're active, reactive, angry, aggressive, and it's intense. So there you have where that is playing out on Wednesday and Thursday, maybe one day, maybe both of those days. When it comes to Venus, starting Friday the 7th, Taurus, this is your ruling energy, and it is moving into your third house. So you're going to have 4 weeks where it is really going to help you guys in communications first. So you want to think about, you know, more talks, more meetings, more writing, more interviews, focusing on sales, focusing on short trips or local activities, any kind of auditions or offers or proposals or decisions. These will be Venus-based now, so you're really focusing on love in this, or income or beauty, and, you know, probably what's going on at home or with family, or something rooted there in your chart. And this should be very beneficial for you. Also, commerce, like I said, sales, okay? So this is a very important part of this area. Also, transportation, you know, is it time to buy a new vehicle? Is it time to sell a vehicle? Is it time to spruce up your vehicle, make it more beautiful, give a vehicle to somebody you love? It can be about your electronics. It can be about your brothers or sisters or neighbors as well, Taurus. So there could be more enjoyment, more pleasure, or more potential to make money or share love or beautify scenarios through those arenas. Listen to the dates I gave at the top of the show for your key dates when this will really be impacted. But, you know, you want to find love, then you're going to find it locally or on short trips to nearby places. Or you're going to find it through talking about it or meeting people. Or you're going to find it through, you know, maybe your brother or sister will introduce you to somebody. So you get the idea. Same thing with income, right? Right, sales, interviews, etc. So this is really good energy here. All right, for Gemini. Gemini, first of all, Sunday and Monday, the Mercury square Uranus. Gemini, this brings either news or a talk, a meeting, a sale, the writing, the interview, the offer, the decision your way with something that shakes you up, that is unexpected, that might be a little shocking or requires that you dive into something really quickly and react, that has to do with something in the artistic realm, romantic realm, spiritual realm, or involves institutions, research, secrets, or addictions. So you may hear news that, you know, exposes a secret, let's say, or you have a talk with somebody about their addiction, or somebody, you know, proposes something to you about what they want to do with a series of institutions or with the research. So, you know, you have to be in the moment and responding to that. You may be pushing it yourself and trying to push through something, or you might just be reactive, as I said. Now, on Wednesday and Thursday, the 12th and 13th, Mars squares Pluto. This can be aggressive and dangerous energy, or it can be very passionate and very motivating and very driven, but it's very intense, whichever side it falls on. For Gemini, Mars is really firing this up with friends and groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, gatherings, or events, or over original projects, personal aspirations. And the challenge here, the thing that is pushing, has to do with financial scenarios that are not your income. Things like, you know, the shared resources, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, the partner's money, the commissions, whatever that outside resource might be. or Gemini, this is a push or a challenge over sexual interests, triangles, jealousy, obsession, reproduction, divorce, death, or birth. Okay? It's intense. It's you got an intense planet in an intense part of the chart there, Gemini. So you want to take care on Wednesday and Thursday. If this is you just really pushing to achieve something, it will be very powerful and intense, and you'll put a lot of energy into it. You just do not want to be confrontational or, you know, confronted on those couple days. All right. Now, for Venus. Gemini, Venus is headed into your territory of personal income, purchases, products, possessions, and gifts. And this is a beautiful, lovely energy to host here. It's going to help you find more pleasure and smoothing out of issues in those areas over the next 4 weeks. It can bring love into the story. It can bring beauty into the story. And so you definitely want to, and, you know, obviously, as for all the signs, can be based in the Cancerian area of I don't know what that was, home, family, roots, you know. So there you have that. That starts on Friday the 7th. And note the dates I gave at the top of the show for your key dates with that. Okay, for Cancer, on Sunday and Monday, the 9th and 10th, we have Mercury squaring Uranus. For Cancer, we have this as news coming in or a talk or decision that is happening about your possessions or a purchase, your income, or your products. And this is going to kind of shake things up from what is going on online or with a friend or group or a gathering of some sort, or what's happening with astrology or charities or aspirations or original projects. So as with all signs, this is either something that kind of hits you out of the blue and shakes you up and you have to dive in and deal with an issue here, or this is you really kind of motivating and pushing through something and putting in more effort here. But there is that surprise factor, okay, coming from Uranus. So Sunday, Monday with that. And to me, it would seem like a no-brainer with that one for Cancer would just be, you know, be careful with purchases online on those couple of days. You know, things could go askew, right? As an example, there's all kinds of examples in those two categories. Okay, with Mars squaring Pluto on Wednesday and Thursday, the 12th and 13th, Cancer, you know, this is really challenging, dark, intense energy. It can be used properly, but it's very challenging. So you do want to avoid dark, scary, aggressive, dangerous scenarios, and you do want to lean into the more motivated, passionate side of this. For the sign Cancer on Wednesday, Thursday, Mars will be firing up your drive, your passion, or your anger about a personal goal, your career, or what's going on with an authority figure, which could be a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, a mentor, somebody like that. Pluto in the challenge position is represented by a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an opponent, or an advocate. And so there is something very intense going on here. It may be financial, it may be sexual, it may be about a triangle, it may be about jealousy or obsession, it may be about deep changes, a birth, a death, or a divorce. So, you know, but whatever it is, there's a lot of drive here Wednesday and Thursday, and that's where it's playing out. Now, positive here, Cancer, Venus is moving into your sign on Friday the 7th and will stay in your sign until September 6th. This is a lovely energy to host. This is all about you feeling more beautiful within yourself. It is about you guys feeling more love expressing more love, attracting more love, giving more love. And it's about what's going on with your own income flow and what you're doing about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, anything about you as you move through that stream of pleasure and enjoyment and smoothing out issues and flowing with the love, the beauty, or the income interest that you might have. So, you know, definitely look at what's coming into view on Friday and what it is you might want, and check those dates I gave at the top of the show for key dates when you will have things going on with that. Okay, for Leo, Mercury squares Uranus Sunday, Monday, the 9th and 10th. Leo, Mercury's in your sign, so this may be you calling somebody up or writing or having that, you know, talk or meeting or focusing on your, you know, it's about you here. So what is it you need or what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity? Definitely, Leo, a couple days where the focus is on you. And the wild card here has to do with a career situation or a boss, a parent, a judge, or other authority figure, or what's going on with a personal goal that you have. So, Leo, you guys are either going to be kind of sideswiped here with something coming out of the blue and you got to jump in and you hear the news or have that talk and, man, something's happening here and it's shaking things up and you're dealing with it, or you really are facilitating this and you're pushing for something because you have that goal or that career need or something with that authority figure. You want to try something different or you want to, you know, do whatever this craziness is here, right? So then by Wednesday, Thursday, with Mars squaring Pluto, this can be very dangerous and intense energy, or it can drive passions or motivation and really be pushing to evolve something on a very deep, powerful level. So either way, you want to be careful on Wednesday and Thursday, as all signs do, and try to lean into, you know, the motivated side of this. Avoid confrontational or scary people or places, okay? Now, for Leo, Mars is really firing you up about a ninth house topic. So it is about something legal or educational or involves travel or situations at a distance. It can be about media, marketing, publishing, publicity. It can be about weddings or other ceremonies, or it can be about religion or politics. And so as this is firing up between Wednesday and Thursday, there is this big, deep, powerful challenge here involving hired help, coworkers, paperwork, the job itself, a health scenario, or something going on with animals in that story. There's power in this situation, okay, and something evolving or changing or deconstructing to be rebirthed in some way. So these 2 days, push or react, but keep some kind of, you know, peripheral vision on the aggressive side of this so that you move through it safely. Then Venus is on Friday the 7th moving into Leo's 12th house, and it's going to be there for 4 weeks until September 6th. So this is definitely going to help you smooth out issues or enjoy yourself more or, you know, get into the Venus vibe when it comes to rest and recuperation, when it comes to what's going on with institutions, with your research or investigations, with your romantic getaways or interludes, your spiritual practices, or your artistic pursuits. And there may be something secretive or something involving, you know, tackling addictions or bad habits that's also part of this. So we're focusing on women here or love playing out in those areas or income possibilities in those areas or values or beauty in those situations. And this kicks in on Friday the 7th. Okay, for Virgo. Virgo, first of all, Mercury squares Uranus Sunday and Monday. This brings challenging news or talks or decisions involving a romantic, artistic, or spiritual interest or something with institutions, research, investigations, secrets, or addictions. And as you have that communication or information coming into view on those days, then the wild card comes at you involving legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. That's the shaker. That's the thing that, you know, rocks the boat, or you're diving into in some different approach or direction. So either you're driving this or you're reacting to this, but it's frictional for a couple days, Sunday, Monday. Then Wednesday, Thursday, the 12th and 13th, Mars squares Pluto. This can be very dangerous and aggressive energy. It can also just drive you to achieve, you know, it's kind of ruthless energy. So, you know, what you're focused on here, you might just really be pushing something through for a couple days. So on the positive, you know, you can focus on what you're pushing through. You just want to be careful of the dangerous or aggressive places or situations or people. So for Virgo, Mars is firing you up over a financial scenario, a sexual interest situation, or what's going on with a birth, a death, a divorce, something with jealousy, obsession, power, control, or triangles. Okay, so Virgo, you don't have it in an easy spot. You have it in the most intense spot, kind of sharing that with Gemini, right? So Pluto in this story, Virgo, is bringing in something about a lover or love interest, a kid, a creative project, or a recreational interest that you're involved in. So that's where the deep, profound intensity is in the story, okay? So expect this to really fire up with a ton of passion or anger or motivation sometime between Wednesday and Thursday. Now, with Venus moving into Cancer on Friday the 7th and staying for a month, Virgo, this is beautiful for your social scenario, okay? So this is the part of your chart that is about your friends and associates, your group activities, what you're doing online with charities, with astrology, with parties and events and gatherings, as well as your aspirations and original projects. So Venus is now here. This means this is that time during the year where you can really enjoy yourself more there. You can attract love through those social arenas, or you can earn money through those streams, or you can find beauty in life through those arenas. And so it's just a very joyous place for it to be for you guys, and you just want to make the most of that. Check the dates I gave at the top of the show so you know when the key things are happening over the month ahead, but that's where you will have it playing out. For Libra, Sunday and Monday, the 9th and 10th, you get news, or there's a talk or something in writing, or you know, a decision being made that involves a friend or associate, a group, or happens with the internet or astrology or charities or parties, gatherings, events, or involve your own aspirations or original projects. Uranus, the wild card here, is shaking something up over those 2 days, financially or sexually, about triangles, jealousy, obsession, or about birth, death, divorce, or any one of those themes. And it's intense, right? So, you know, there's something shaking us here. So you're either driving this forward or you're reacting, but you can expect that information sometime between Sunday, Monday. Wednesday and Thursday, Mars squares Pluto. This is that dangerous, aggressive energy, but it can also be used to drive passion forward or motivate and make things happen, but you will be pushing harder. So this is playing out for Libra with Mars firing things up with or about a partner, a client, the specialist, the agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, or advocate. And Mars is sparking, you know, fights and anger or a lot of passion or motivating you to push through or react to something here. And Pluto is coming at this around what's going on at home with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parent, or the roommate. So in that area, we've got deep, powerful transformation. We've got financial or sexual input here. We've got something changing, evolving there, and it's impacting what's building up between these two areas of life between Wednesday and Thursday. As with all signs, avoid aggressive or scary places or people on those days. But do lean into the motivational side that can help you move through something or around it if need be. Venus for Libra is headed into your midheaven starting Friday the 7th. So this is wonderful for Libra as far as the personal goals that you have that are about love, income, or beauty, or what's going on the career front that ties into love, income, or beauty, or thirdly, what involves a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, producer, mentor, teacher, or some other authority figure around love, income, or beauty. So Venus showing up here, Libra, over the next 4 weeks is definitely going to help smooth out issues there, help you start to attract those topics, and enjoy yourself more. Pay attention to the dates I gave you at the top of the show. They will be your kind of, roadmap to this four-week journey here about what's going on, when to expect it. All right, for Scorpio, Mercury squaring Uranus on Sunday, Monday. Mercury brings news, talks, meetings, writing interviews, sales, or decisions that are goal-oriented or playing out on the career front or with a boss, parent, or other authority figure. And Uranus is shaking something up, coming into this via a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, or an advocate, and rocking the boat, shaking this up, okay? So it might be something last minute that changes and you have to dive in and deal with it. It might be something that is being asked of you that is last minute or different, a different approach, a different direction in something, and you're trying to get in there and deal with it. Or you might be pushing for this in some way. It's frictional energy, and it's amping up Sunday, Monday. Then between Wednesday and Thursday, Mars squares Pluto. This can be dangerous and aggressive energy. It can also be very motivational and driven and passionate. And so for Scorpio, Mars is firing you up about this, about your work or health, about your animals or paperwork, or involving coworkers or hired help. And as you're diving into this and expressing your passion or motivating or dealing with anger or fights over those topics, then you are having Pluto here, which is going really intense with the talk, the meeting, the news, the decision, the writing, the sales, the agreements, so the ideas involved in this. So you definitely want to choose your words wisely Wednesday, Thursday. Also, this territory can involve vehicles or short trips, local activities, and electronics. You may have something being deconstructed there, so you want to be careful on the road. You want to be careful in all of these areas, right? But it is profound and transformational. So you want to lean into the side that is willing to dig deep and transform something and try to stay out of the jealous, obsessive, or controlling side of Pluto in this situation as you move through it. Then with Venus, Venus is moving into Scorpio's ninth house starting Friday the 7th and will be there all the way until September 6th. So Scorpio, this is going to favor some nice things happening around trips or situations at a distance with your media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting opportunities, with your legal agreements or decisions, your educational pursuits, weddings or other ceremonies, or religious or political interests. So Venus here wants to help smooth out issues, wants to help bring more enjoyment into those areas, wants to really focus on love, So maybe you'll take a trip with a lover, or maybe you'll go to a wedding and meet a love interest, or, you know, you get the idea. Or this Venus can be about income and really giving you opportunities through higher education or legal contracts or media, marketing, publishing, or travel, right? Or politics, whichever what it might be. And it's also about beauty, so that you can enjoy the beautiful things in these areas. So definitely want to look at that trend starting to kick in on Friday. For Sagittarius, first of all, Mercury squares Uranus Sunday and Monday. This brings news for you guys about legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political matters, and then dealing with the shakeup of Uranus around the paperwork, the hired help, the coworker, the job, the health situation, or the animals. So you're in a frictional fray over something playing out between those two areas of life on Sunday and Monday, or one or the other, and it's kind of dive in last minute, deal with whatever is thrown at you kind of thing. On Wednesday and Thursday, Mars squares Pluto. This is very dangerous and aggressive energy, or it is very motivational and passionate and pushes through something very profound and intense. And for Sagittarius, we are looking at Mars really firing up something here on those 2 days with a lover, the kids, a creative project, or something recreational. And as you're all fired up, whether that's passion, anger, or motivation, there is this deep, intense, profound thing evolving here that you're dealing with about values, being valued, income, purchases, products, or possessions in that story. So that can be obsessive compulsive, it can be about control, it can be about shared resources, it can be about sexual intimacy or divorce or death or, you know, the power stuff of Pluto. So you're pushing through something here or you're reacting to something here. Stay as close to the light as you can. Avoid scary or dangerous people or places. Venus, on the other hand, is moving into Sagittarius's area of sex, intimacy, reproduction, all finances except your income, so loans and inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, etc. It's the area of birth, death, and divorce, as well as third-party scenarios. So you now enter 4 weeks where Venus wants to smooth things out in those areas, wants to attract love in through those doors or personal income into those other financial arenas or bring beauty into the equation. It is a good influence, and this starts on Friday the 7th, so it will hopefully counterbalance all that other stuff going on. For Capricorn, Sunday, Monday, Mercury squares Uranus. Yes, it does. And so this brings news, talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions that are financially leaning or sexually leaning or about a death, a birth, or a divorce or some third-party situation you're trying to hammer out. And the wild card here, the thing that shakes it all up, is the child, the lover, the creative interest, or the recreational pursuit on those 2 days. So you're diving in and doing something different and pushing through, or you're reacting spontaneously in the moment and dealing with a challenge there. By Wednesday, Thursday, Mars squares Pluto. This is dangerous and aggressive energy, or it's very powerfully transformational and active and passionate. And so, as with all signs, you want to avoid the scary side of this and really lean into the motivational side. For Capricorn, Mars is firing up the action, the passion, the anger, or the aggression about what's going on in your home or with a move or a real estate deal or a renovation or what's happening with or about family or parents or roommates. And as this is moving into place, Pluto is deeply, powerfully shaking you up a Capricorn because it's in your sign. So something deeply transforming within you about how you're showing up and getting involved or not getting involved, about what's going on with your body, image, brand name, title, identity, or needs in this story. And there is, again, the Pluto themes of triangles, power, control, situations evolving, transforming, or the financial or sexual side of this. So, yeah, deep, intense, powerful couple days there. Venus is moving into Capricorn's relationship sign starting on Friday the 7th and will be there for a month until September 6th. So Capricorn, you know, this is wonderful. This is lovely energy for romantic partnerships, business partnerships, what's going on with clients, with specialists, with agents, attorneys, competitors, and advocates. So, you know, Venus is here to smooth out issues or to attract more love with these people or more income flow with these people or beauty in these relationships or really just help you enjoy what's happening in your one-on-ones over these next 4 weeks. So start looking for that as soon as Friday. For Aquarius, Sunday and Monday, the 9th and 10th, the Mercury square Uranus is going to shake things up for you, bringing talks, news, ideas, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, or decisions that involve partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, or advocates. And as you're in this conversation or hearing the news or focused on the commerce with these people, there is this, you know, shake-up energy that is focused on the home, a move, a renovation, or a real estate deal, or involves family, parents, or roommates. So there's something rocking the boat there, or sudden, or surprising, or innovative, or shocking, last minute that you're kind of diving in and dealing with one-on-one with some of these key individuals about what is going on in those areas sometime between Sunday and Monday. Between Wednesday and Thursday, Mars squares Pluto. This can be very dangerous and aggressive energy. It can equally be very driven and passionate, motivating, deeply changing energy. And so for Aquarius, Mars is firing up the passion, the anger, or the motivation through the news you hear or that talk, meeting, sale, writing, interview, offer, or decision, or it's focused on short trips, local activities, your vehicles, your electronics, your siblings, or your neighbors. And as you're diving into something there, fired up, you have Pluto really profoundly, deeply evolving or changing or deconstructing and rebirthing something through an institution like a hospital or a spa or retreat, or through what's going on with research or investigations, secrets or deceptions, addictions or bad habits, or with romantic, artistic, or spiritual situations. So there you've got this deep, heavy energy of Pluto. It can be financial, it can be sexual, it can be about jealousy and obsession, death and birth, divorce, third parties. So it's really intense stuff, driven or aggressive. Stay away from the scary places and people. Lean into the positive. Venus is moving into Aquarius's or Aquarians' zone of work, health, and animals, as well as coworkers, hired help, and paperwork, starting on Friday the 7th, and it will be there for a month. So Aquarius, this is fantastic for making money through your job or what you're doing with coworkers or hired help or signing paperwork. Maybe there's a health interest that or animal interest that can bring income through to you as well. If not about money, you may be expressing love or attracting a love interest through your work or health, exercising and what you're doing for your health, or when you're out with the animals, you know, and you are really sparking up the love interest. It can also bring beauty into the workplace or around the animals or health or coworkers or hired help. So a lot of lovely influence here over the next 4 weeks, definitely helping smooth out issues and or attracting those energies into these areas. All right, for Pisces, Mercury squares Uranus Sunday and Monday, the 9th and 10th. So Pisces, you know, this is getting some news or having a talk or focusing on the writing, interviews, sales, offers, decisions that are about work, health, or animals, or about paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. And as you're getting into that and you're dealing with that, there is this Uranus wild card that comes in out of the blue, and, you know, something local or on a short trip to a nearby place or involving electronics or vehicles, siblings, neighbors, or the sales, the writing, the interviews, the offers, the decisions, and shakes things up or is asking you to be spontaneous in the moment or try something different. So there's just a lot of, like, you know, rocking you out of the, you know, solitude on Sunday and Monday with this. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, the 12th and 13th, Mars squares Pluto. This can be very aggressive and dangerous energy, or it can equally be very driven, passionate, motivated, and deeply changing energy. And so you want to avoid the scary, dramatic people situations, and you want to lean into the motivational side of this. Mars is firing up about income, purchases, products, or possessions, and really ready to do something or react to something there. And Pluto deeply coming in from the side about something profoundly challenging this when it comes to the aspirations or the original projects or the friends, associates, groups, internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, and how this is all going to come together. And Pluto's bringing in other financial considerations or sexual scenarios or a focus on life, death, divorce, or third parties, obsessions, control, you know, something powerful and intense there. So you're just driving through this. But very aware of some of the more volatile side of this between Wednesday and Thursday. Venus is moving into Pisces zone of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation starting on Friday the 7th. One of the best places to host it. And so this is the territory of joy, and this is the planet that brings joy. So Pisces, this is going to help you find some time to experience pleasure in the next 4 weeks. It is going to really help you fall in love with love or spend more love energy with your lover or meet a new love interest, or it's going to help you express love with the kids or when you're out doing your creative or recreational pursuits. It's also going to help attract income through creative endeavors or recreational or kids or love projects, if you have such a thing. It's going to bring beauty into these areas, smooth out issues, okay? And pay attention to the dates I gave at the top of the show. It gives you the key dates when there's pivotal things happening with that. But that's your focus, and so hopefully that will definitely counterbalance all the other crazy stuff. So that's it, guys. It's Zoe Moon. It is definitely, definitely getting real out there, guys. It is not going away anytime soon. It is going to rev up. I'm asking everybody, be super careful and please send positive thoughts rather than negative out into the world as much as you can, because we can make a difference doing that. And that's all my little lecture on that. I'm telling myself the same thing, okay? And, guys, I will be back next week, same time, God willing. Let's all, you know, be good and careful going through this week. Love you guys. I'll talk to you next time. Have a good one.